We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Sports Huddle, Mike Max, Steve Mona, and Sid Hartman, the legend. He had a great time the other night at U.S. Bank Stadium, spending time with Dan Gavitt, who runs the NCAA tournament for the NCAA. And he was out here checking out sight lines and everything else because we build towards the Final Four, but we had a nice visit with his basketball background and everything else. Dan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Morning, Mike. Great to be with you.
What was your takeaway as you walked the stadium, and what do you look for, and what did you see?
Well, we were, first of all, very, very pleased to see college basketball in U.S. Bank Stadium. The staff there, Patrick Talty, the general manager, did a fantastic job with the weekend's events and all of our friends from the Minnesota local organizing committee, Kate Mortensen, the president and CEO there, and the chairs of the MLOC, as well as University of Minnesota and their great staff. So it was a good opportunity for us just to see all of our partners and imagine what April is going to be like. It's a great building. It's a spectacular building, as fans of Minneapolis, St. Paul area know, and it's going to be an awesome experience for the student athletes in April for the Final Four.
Didn't they have to spend about $4 million for something to fix the stadium for the NCAA?
The drapes, I think.
The drapes, yes. Well, part of the bid specifications for the Final Four are that the building has to be dark for both games, of course. With the later light that time of year and the earlier tip-off of the first semifinal game, with all the glass in that spectacular stadium, there needed to be a darkening solution, which they were committed to when they received the bid back in 2014. And so that's in place. They've done a great job of coming up with a creative solution, not just for our event, but I think for many events that will follow that will have the same requirements. So we were very confident that will be not a problem, and we appreciate the extra effort.
Dan, I had a chance to be there on Friday night. I thought they'd created a really nice, intimate-feeling court at the end of the floor. For a lot of people who were either there or saw that on TV, can you talk about what will be different? Because the court will be in an entirely different position for the Final Four.
Sure. So, yeah, as you know, the court was in the end zone, essentially, for Friday night. For the Final Four, the court will be right in the middle of the stadium, right in the middle of the football field at the 50-yard line, and we'll have more than 70,000 fans that will be in attendance. So it will look and feel quite different. And yet, because of the way our seating system works, kind of above even the lower bowl of the stadium, it will feel somewhat intimate for a massive stadium like that, because the seats will go right up to the court. There will be no moats, per se, that will be around the court. The seating will go right up to the court, and there will be, like I said, over 70,000 fans, hopefully, that will be in attendance and enjoying a spectacular event.
You're going to have 70,000 seats in that place?
Yes, sir. Well, it'll actually be closer to 72,000, probably. So the capacity for the Final Four in these big buildings is actually a little bit larger than it is for football, because we put seats on the football field that go right up to the court itself. And so, we are anticipating as many as 72,000 fans or so for the Final Four.
Dan, that was Sid Hartman, the legend, and I warned you about him, but you already knew of him, and he is insisting on sitting in the upper deck this year because he's always had those courtside passes. He says he wants to experience it like the fans. So just remember that when you start putting the credential list together. But we had Richard Pitino on earlier, and you and I talked about this the other night. It is not the RPI anymore. It is a more complicated formula now to get to the NCAA tournament called the NET. Explain that and how it pertains to it, and basically, you know, you're encouraging teams to play a good schedule and all those things. I think it's been good for college basketball, but explain how you try to qualify for the NCAA tournament.
Well, you're right. There's a new tool this year that the committee will use to sort the teams and rank them, but it's only a tool. It hasn't changed the process. The process is much more comprehensive and broad than just one analytic, but whereas the RPI, which was 37 years old, was a results-oriented only analytic that only took into consideration who you beat and where you beat them and what the final result was. This actually takes into consideration many other things, such as a team's offensive and defensive efficiency, some level of scoring margin to determine, you know, how excellent the team has been over the course of the year. So it has more of a predictiveness to it than the RPI ever did. There was no predictive element to the RPI. So it's a much more contemporary and sophisticated metric, which is a good thing. It's much of an improvement for the tournament.
We're talking to Dan Gavitt. Dan, many years ago, I was involved in bringing to the first Final Four here to Minnesota. At that time, with the emergence of the mega facilities like we're seeing now, there was discussion of some places even talking about putting screens on the back of bleachers and building in seating for people who would have no real view of the game but would be in the facility. Is that discussion gone away, or is people still looking at that? Because a capacity would be even greater if somebody considered something like that.
Yeah, no, we haven't had any of those discussions at all recently, and we feel fortunate and blessed that so many fans want to be there to experience the Final Four in person, upwards of over 70,000, as we mentioned. But we do want them to experience it, and experience it, of course, means that you're seeing it live, even if it's from far away. And so we haven't had any of those discussions, although the Warriors recently, as I think you know, have introduced a ticket whereby you get into the Warriors facility and experience the atmosphere and yet not see the game live. So, you know, if that becomes something in the industry that becomes more common, I guess it's something we could consider. But right now, for us, it's all about the direct experience of fans taking in the game on a first-hand basis.
72,000 is enough. Sid?
I don't think anybody has attended more NCAA Final Four than I have. It's such a great event, unbelievable. And, how do you work that thing out with the financially with the U.S. Bank?
Well, it's there's a very competitive bid process that goes into this. We awarded this Final Four back in 2014, and we've awarded Final Fours out through now 2026. We go that far out. There's about 10 or so cities that have the facilities, hotels, and convention center space to host the Final Four. So it's a select group, but it's a very competitive process. And, there's a lot of detail that goes into what's required. But for a world-class event that's two different days of competition and a long weekend of activities, it's I think it's a very good investment for a community to make. The Final Four is nowhere near as expensive to host, for example, as the Super Bowl is, or even the college football playoff. And yet, you know, you have this incredible economic activity over the course of an entire long weekend of visitors from around the world and certainly around the country to come and experience everything that's great about the Twin Cities and the state of Minnesota. And so we're excited to bring it back for the first time in 18 years, I guess.
Wow, that goes quick. Hey, Dan, thank you so much for giving us some time today. And I look forward to visiting with you as you make your visits leading up to the Final Four. Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you guys and your coverage of this event. And we're thrilled to be coming to Minneapolis. Can't wait to get there in April. And appreciate all the great work going on in the community. Have
is
a great
Tom
day.
George says he's living?
He is, yeah. He's doing quite well. He lives in Florida now. And he's retired, but he has a son who's a sophomore in high school, so that's keeping him busy going to his events. And, I'll tell him that you're asking for him, Sid. He's a great man.
Yeah, we worked a lot with Tom up here. Thanks so much for appearing. And when you get back here, Sid will probably send you to Murray's, get you a certificate, one of the best restaurants in town here. Thanks so much.
I've been. I'd love to go back.
Sounds
thanks,
good.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Gavitt. All right, more sports right after this. Sports Huddle, Sid, Dave, and Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.